So in Union Street, Sasha from the Union Theatre, Julian from the Rocket Van Box Shop, and Adrian from Academy Costumes. You've been out on Union Street all day today collecting signatures and support for your campaign to save the established small businesses under the arches here. What kind of response have you had from people who've been passing by today?
It's been phenomenal. And just the footfall of people going through, voicing their upset at these unique businesses going, just makes you feel like you should stay even more, because they don't want a generic area of chain stores and big businesses. They want to be able to pop in and have what they have with us, which is a relationship of some sort.
And yeah, the proposal to turn these arches into offices and restaurants got quite a lot of publicity a few weeks ago. Has there been any progress since that round of publicity?
Yeah, there has been progress. I mean, at that point, Network Rail's plan A was a sort of scorched earth policy, evict us all, and then see how far they could get on that front. They've since taken various conciliatory measures, short term though, in this to be going on with, possibly to take the wind out of our sails, but we now have a conversation with them, which is still very short term, so we're still sort of pushing on. And basically, you know, looking at all the planning implications and various other things, you know.
And Adrian, if people want to show their support for the campaign, what can they do? What's the most powerful thing they can do to help?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to go on to the petition online. We want to carry that going, because it's well into the nearly 7,000 now online. So obviously, the more the better. And obviously, just keep vocal support as much as I can, really, and write to the councils.
Object to the planning. Yeah. Go online and look up Union Street Arches. I mean, the address is Union Street between... You'll find it on the Southwark planning between Union Street and Surrey Road. There's two separate planning applications. One refers to the first six arches. One refers to the second four. Object to the planning on the grounds of, you know, employment, diversity in the area, the character of the area. You know,
also, a really important thing is getting across to local people. But if it happens to us, it happened to them. Yeah. You know. And there will be no soul left in SE1.
And Sasha, you've been here for just over 15 years, I think. We've just this week celebrating 15 years of our publication and website. What does it mean to you, the connections that you've built up in that time since you opened the theatre here?
It just breaks my heart. You literally can't bear the thought of not coming up here every day to come to work and see people every single day that you know by name and that you have this lovely relationship with. It's so unique and it's so special. That's a bit of a cliche, but it's what life's about, and it's not about work. We're lucky enough that we all work somewhere where we enjoy.
There is a bit of magic here, and it doesn't matter if, you know, what I've realised is it doesn't matter if you're putting on theatre shows or you're a removal company or you're making food or you're making costumes or people, graphic designers around the corner. There's a really lovely sort of friendly vibe here, which is a natural sort of organic thing, and you can't create it in a kind of Network Rail strive to create business communities kind of way. They happen naturally, and there's a brilliant one round here, and they're sort of running roughshod over it.
That is true.
And a successful one. We're all here. There's a recession. You know, everybody's operating and people are keeping their jobs and people are paying bills and feeding money into each other. You know, local economy, feed, you know, not just here, but beyond here. But it works.
And there are parts of the area where there are railway arches that are unused or not in active use,
absolutely.
But these ones are, the difference is your ones are in active use.
They're trying to move us.
When they're empty, and we took them over when they've been derelict for 2 years. And we appreciate that, you know, the market value of properties in an area that suddenly becomes very trendy. But they're also quite fickle, new businesses. They'll come in until the heart goes out of it, and then they'll move on somewhere cheaper quite quickly, and it'll go back to what it was when we regenerated it 15 years ago.
And what do you think of Network Rail's argument that their primary responsibility is to maintain the railway and to plough back whatever they can make from the property they own to run the railway? Aren't there people who are paying very high train fares who might think that that's the right thing to do?
Absolutely. When they sold off the railway tenders to private companies, they perhaps should have kept a bit more of the big stations, a bit more of the concourse, a bit more of the car parks, and beyond that, they should possibly not carry on like a private company that maybe, you know, pays a lot of its top executives £600,000 bonuses. I think that's more what this is about. Pay less to their, you know, it's essentially a nationalised company that sold off all the best bits, and therefore we have to subsidise it as taxpayers. But I don't think you'll find a taxpayer that basically thinks chucking us out is a good idea. We certainly haven't found anyone walking up and down the street who thinks it is.